Hello, everybody. I would like to welcome you to episode 197 of the Lost Levels podcast with me, Soul, hosting the podcast. Oh my. And today we are joined by Spider Staryu.
Hello, everyone.
Dark Boo.
Good evening.
Super Zamazy.
Hello.
And returning guest, Deadly X Impulse.
Hey.
Hi. So, if you guys are stupid and you're living under a rock, because I know a lot of you are, there was a lot of Smash Brothers stuff that came out. So, hooray. I think we should talk about the most pertinent of news first, and that would be Cloud, since we've already kind of known about him. And I think it would be best to talk about him since we all got to, or at least hopefully, got to play as him, because he was released right after the Smash Direct. How do you guys feel about Cloud in general? Like, I think we talked a little bit about, you know, him coming into Smash Brothers, you know, oh my gosh, Final Fantasy, or you guys did, I wasn't there, my sister was getting married. But, how do you guys feel about his playstyle, his characters, or being a Final Fantasy character in Smash Brothers, etc.?
Well, yeah, like you said, we already kind of talked about it, but I think, I think that it's really cool to see this kind of character make it in. Not so much that I personally have a liking to this character, it's just the fact that it's from Square Enix, Final Fantasy, like, it's just, that's a really cool thing to have in Smash Brothers.
Mm. Well, have you played as him?
Yeah, I am not very good with him yet. I will be soon when I play with him a little more. I'm still getting used to like the limit move or whatever and things like that.
I'm actually reasonably good with him. I'm surprised because both him and the next character we'll talk about, I'm not the, you know, the biggest fan of sword fighting characters. I think maybe the best one I'm good with is Marth, or Roy kind of, but I find Roy like extremely easy to use, so that might just be the character itself and not so much
yes.
My playstyle. But Cloud is really fun to use. I like a lot of his moves in general. His recovery is not as bad as I thought. The only problem is it's so easy to cancel
again.
No, defeat, like, if he's trying to recover, it's really easy to just defeat him in one way, like spike him, hit him so he can't
yes.
reach it. That's the only problem I have with him. But if you do have your if you're like me and you're constantly charging the limit break, I like using him. He's fun to play with. Plus, I like what's that move called? I like the cross slash, but it has a weird hitbox, like, oh gosh, the cough from last week is back. it has a really weird hitbox. I have like trouble hitting characters like Pikachu or Kirby that are much smaller. But
yes.
I think I like using the limit break version of it because it puts all those hits together in one attack and it deals a lot of damage. But sorry, I've been talking a lot.
Okay, yeah, I'll talk a little bit about Cloud. I am the master with Cloud.
That's not true.
I'm really good.
That's not bad.
I'm
true.
A professional.
Nope.
And I have five. I have 99 stocked soul with Cloud.
We haven't even played together.
Oh, I remember that.
We okay.
Yeah,
it
was a really big deal.
No,
like, everyone was watching it. So, yeah, I basically put soul in his place when I'm playing as Cloud.
Nope.
And, you know, so it's really.
Not
Cloud
true.
Is really fun. So.
Okay, so, not true?
Yeah, but with Cloud, okay, so let me say one embarrassing thing I did. But this was when I played with Soul. This was when I first
picked Cloud. We didn't play
together. Yes, we did.
No.
Alright, so when I first picked Cloud, what happened was, his up special, what is that called? The, what is it called? Climb Hazard. Climb Hazard?
Yeah, it's just,
I was about to say Climb Hazard. Oh my god.
It's spelled like Climb Hazard, pronounced like Climb Hazard.
Okay. When I first used that, okay, which some people don't know. Alright, when you use that move, you press it. And if you press the B button again, you go straight down. And me being the basic, well, at that moment, me being basic, I just did it. I just went straight down. I'm like, what? I'm like, what just happened? Are you kidding me? And then I played with Yoshi Man later that day, and that happened again. I'm like, are you kidding me? What the? Why do I keep doing this? And I'm like, oh my gosh. But make sure when you pick Cloud, if you end up buying Cloud, because he's already available, of course. Why else would we be talking about it? But if you get Cloud, make sure when you recover, only do it once. If you're trying to recover, do it once. Don't press B again. Don't press anything, because that will happen. That will cost you a lot, especially, you know, if it's like you're versing someone and then you just kill yourself, that's going to cost you severely. Well, so yeah, just be careful.
When you were, you know, going down, were you aware that if you press it again, you would fall back down at this time?
I was aware, but you see, I don't know how to exactly explain it. I just had a really dumb moment when I did it. At that moment, I just didn't expect it. I was singing Mary J. Blige. I was like, I'm going down, because I was going straight down. I'm like, what the heck? But yeah, I like Cloud otherwise. I just have to be more careful with his recovery. But, you know, his final smash is awesome. His stage, we're going to talk about his stage a little bit later. Yeah. His stage is awesome. And yeah, so far, I really like Cloud. I think Cloud is a really great character. I'm so glad they added him in.
Now, I have not educated in Final Fantasy at all, so if anyone here is, or else this is going to just, like, be a complete non sequitur, what is Final Fantasy VII Advent Children? Is that a movie? It sounds like a movie.
I think so. I mean, I don't really know for sure. I know more about the Final Fantasy VII game than I do about the actual movie or whatever, or if that was a game remake. I don't know. I really don't know. Maybe you should Google search it.
I'm going to do that right now, and I'm going to make it extra loud to hear my typing, so it's...
Do it right now.
All
right.
Final Fantasy Advent Children. Oh, it's a movie, I think. It's
okay, yes, that's what I thought.
He looks really weird. His costume is super anime. Like, I understand, like, I was actually, like, I draw, you all know, I update you generally, and it's very due male hairstyles compared to female hairstyles, because females have so many different hairstyles that look natural and males don't, so that's why they have all these anime hairstyles that you often see, but, like, oh, what is that, like, I don't understand their faces, like, these hairstyles look like someone just, like, it was like an ink blot, except it was with hair, and they all come from the same spot. This same spot in the top of their forehead. It looks so weird. And I think this is like a motion capture film. This is weird. This is a really weird film because...
I have no idea what you're talking about.
If you guys search up Final Fantasy Advent Children, you'll know what I'm talking about. This looks like weird motion capture, except their faces look very weird.
Oh, you're talking about the movie.
Yeah.
The movie. Yeah, that's what he's talking
These
about.
These are motion, it's motion capture, and the faces look weird.
So, the reason you bring up Advent Children is...
Oh, I didn't even mention that. The costumes? Yeah, oh my gosh. Cloud has a costume, or multiple costumes, technically. He has four costumes based around his Final Fantasy VII appearance in-game, and he has four costumes based around his appearance in the animated movie Advent Children. I'm so sorry. I kind of, you know, skipped a little thing on it.
It's fine. Impulse, what do you think about Cloud? Have you played him or you played against him?
I don't know. I don't have Cloud.
What?
Well,
you weren't on the podcast.
Yeah,
I wasn't
Cloud.
And I kind of already explained my of Cloud being in the game. But how do you feel about a Final Fantasy character being in it? Like, do you play Final Fantasy? Are you a big fan of it? Or do you just not really care?
I not really care about the series all that much, but I'm actually glad that we got a Fire Fantasy character representation in this game.
I'm not sure if I mentioned that, but it's pretty much the same thing for me, except I don't care about Final Fantasy at all. I'm not the biggest RPG player anyway. Like, I Pokemon kind of, but I think Final Fantasy falls under JRPG, and I don't play JRPGs so much. I don't like it at all, really, but I don't hate the fact that he's in the game, because, again, I like playing as him, but I don't really, like, I wasn't freaking, I remember when I saw it, like, for once, I deadpanned, like, when I was watching it in a hotel room, and I saw it, and I didn't care, like, I was like, oh, wow, and that was it, it's Final Fantasy, but whatever, like, you, When I think of Final Fantasy, I do think of Final Fantasy VII, but I think of that low-poly, awkwardly modeled Cloud from in the day. And I never even played it, and I know that. Like, that weird body structure they made with all these characters. But, so seeing him now, especially seeing him now, I'm like, wait, who is that? If I didn't recognize the giant sword, I would just generalize that it's a Final Fantasy character in general.
I would say that I also was not like, oh my gosh, Cloud. It was more, I knew that a ton of other people were going to be freaking out about it. And just like I mentioned earlier, just the fact that this is not Nintendo, and this is like, who would have guessed that this is a thing that would actually happen? That's what was more surprising for me, not the character itself. Where I know for a lot of other people, it was. Like, I think, like, Starry, I'm sure you had more of a connection to the character than me, because I'd never
played I was really excited when I saw Cloud, because I played Final Fantasy VII when I was younger, and I was like, that was a childhood dream of mine, to, like, see Cloud in Smash Brothers, and when I saw it happen, I'm like, oh, like, it was just, like, it was amazing. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, it was excellent.
Alright, does anyone else have anything else to say on Cloud?
Well, I know Boo doesn't have the Cloud DLC, but you've played against him. Do you have any like thoughts on that?
I simply don't care for him.
Oh.
All right.
I don't like the game. I don't like Final Fantasy either.
Oh. Okay. Moving on to a little bit more technically on Cloud, but it's the stage Midgar. The stage comes with Cloud if you buy it. It's both on 3DS and Wii U. And, Midgar, I don't really know the backstory of, and I really should have done some research on it, but I was way too lazy. I know it's some big thing in Final Fantasy VII, and I think it's, like, the hub world or something, but I could be wrong. But, one thing that I do like about the stage in general is it's, I think they're called summons? The summons are cool. I like I play on the 3DS version, for those of you who don't know. I play mainly on the 3DS version because I don't like turning on my Wii U. I play the Wii U, which I'll get into in a second, but the 3DS version, it's actually really fun, and despite it being, like, I guess, not tournament available or whatever, what's the word? Tournament viable. I actually really like this stage. I don't understand why the computer players, even on 9, are so stupid to walk into that giant laser. But, they just walk into it. I'm like, okay, like, they need to fix that. That's, like, but otherwise, I would say it's somewhat tournament viable. It depends on how good you are, because, for instance, Leviathan, who is this giant snake, if you can spike someone into that water, it's kind of, I mean, it's super strong, a little bit overpowered to say, but, I like that the fact that this is, they have all these summons, and I played on the Wii, a 3DS version originally, but the Wii U version, it looks so good, because in the 3DS version, they have the little summons in the background, but I'm pretty sure they don't really move, and there's not much animation to them, but in the Wii U version, they do, and I think their drawings are even layered, like Ifrit, I believe, he has a somewhat layered drawing, so he literally looks a little bit three-dimensional, and he moves. I like the look of him especially. The only one who I think is stupid is, I think his name is Rama or Ramu. He's dumb. I don't like his, like, he just moves the platforms and then sometimes they get electrified and that's it. They're not really all that handy. Especially if your character, if you're facing a really dodgy character like Sheik, they're not going to get hit by, or they're not even going to get affected by that for the most part. But,
well, a lot of it's also about the other people grabbing you and throwing you into it.
Oh,
so,
boo.
Which I, that's the thing, I haven't had the chance to do because I'm just still
so bad at it, right?
Well, the only times I've played on that stage that wasn't Omega was with 4 people items, so it's crazy enough where I'm not even really paying attention. I am paying attention, but it's not like, oh, there's a giant pillar of fire, better grab Starry over here and slam him into the fire.
Oh my goodness!
Well, does anyone else, now that you're going into it, I mean, how do you like the stage in general? Like, Midgar, I love the stage, honestly.
It looks really, like, it just it has a really, really cool atmosphere, which mm-hmm. is what I assume Final Fantasy is like, Final Fantasy VII, at least. When it was first revealed with Cloud, the stage seemed a lot more crazy than it actually is. It looked a lot more chaotic, and I don't think it is that chaotic. I think it's pretty... Blackout.
Sorry. With the characters, I didn't expect them to be as frequent as they are, because to be honest, they come, I think, every 45 seconds. I don't know if there's a specific time difference between them, but they come way more frequent than I thought they would. And considering that, for instance, you can get, I think his name is Bahamut Zero, that... he summons this giant laser thing, as I mentioned before, and I've gotten him multiple times in a row, like, and sure, he's kind of easy to avoid, but considering that I like to play with computer players as well, because I don't like playing online when I'm testing out characters, I get so annoyed that I have to, like, these guys just get killed with the lasers, and then I win without really testing out the characters, and that's kind of stupid. Like, I get it, these are, summons are huge, things, but geez, I want to try and win with Cloud normally. I don't understand why they have such a powerful laser thing, and these computer people still walk into them, like, ugh.
Well, you have to play on level 2, right? That's how it
No, goes. I play on level 9.
That's probably why.
I play on level 9s.
Okay.
Oh, SZ, we all know you have trouble with level 9s, so...
What about everyone else? What do you guys think of the stage?
I don't care for the stage, but it's an alright stage. It does the most.
It's an awesome stage for me. Like one of my favorite effects was the warden one, and it changes to the warden stage. That's my favorite one.
Actually, that's what confuses me. I don't know what that water, what it does. Does it affect
spike them in the water? Spike them when they're in the water.
Can I just hop in the water and float there?
No.
Actually, I don't know. I don't know if like the stage moves, like, and then if you go in the water, like you'll. Instantly die because the stage is moving.
The water,
I don't know. I know. I'm being honest. I don't know.
The water in Jungle Japes. I think it is, right? Jungle Japes.
Yeah, like that. I don't know.
It's like that.
It is.
Yeah,
okay.
Basically. But
I need to play that again. Then.
But I think there's
throw someone in there. And...
I think God. There's one of those weird damage things, you know, where it's like blast zones where you have 100% damage. It can kill you, but I don't remember. Wait, I'm loading the page now. Okay. A strong current pushes swimming characters to the left, getting slammed into the right side of the stage, deals 9 damage, or if the character is over 100% damage, an instant KO.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. Right. So if they're on the That's right cool. side of the stage and they get hit because the water goes, like, right below the stage, if they're on the right side of the stage and hop in the water, if they're above 100 damage, it's a one-hit KO. If they go on the left side, it's a one-hit KO either way because it's going...
I need to play that stage.
You
more.
Know too much. You need a Nobel Peace Prize.
No, I just I'm on the page right now. I just loaded it. But yeah. Does anyone have a before we move on to or other stuff? Does anyone have a favorite summon?
No, I don't like any of the summons. I don't even know their names until you announce them all.
Oh.
True, which is the one that has the giant laser or the giant bolt that's like.
The giant laser thingy is the Bahamut Zero.
Okay, and then he's my favorite.
There's five.
I don't have a favorite.
I think there's five.
Laser,
but
electric,
that's
water.
My favorite. When it happened the first time, because I actually saved the replay of my first time playing as Cloud against a computer. When it happened, the computer just ran into it. I'm like,
see,
okay,
they just walked all right, into it.
I'm like, okay, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, just kill yourself. That's great. Makes it easier for me. But I was so like, oh wow. And you just see the character just like do just the lasers just killing them. The lasers really just destroying the stage. I love that. It's so funny.
My favorite one is Ifrit because he looks really cool. I again, I don't know anything about Final Fantasy, but what he does is really fun. and his look is really cool. And the fact of the matter is, I don't really like any of the... I kind of like Leviathan, but the other ones are kind of lame. Odin doesn't really do much. He's the one who slices the stage in half, and that's cool and all, but once you've seen it once, it doesn't really matter. And then the Bahamut Zero dude, he's just ruined it for me because the computer players are stupid, and Odin, or not Odin, Ramu is lame. I don't like use... Even throwing the characters into them, it doesn't really do any knockback, so it doesn't really matter. Well, it does some lot knockback, but I just don't like it. But, okay, moving on to the actual first new big announcement was something for that I really wasn't expecting, but as soon as I saw it, I knew what was going on. And I actually really wanted him in the game, but I knew, I mean, obviously he wouldn't be in it, was Corrin. Corrin is similar to Robin, and he's the character, but he's the character from, Fire Emblem Fates, he's the main character, you know, or he or she. I like Corrin in general, and I love the Fire Emblem series, but I wasn't expecting him to be in it, but the major... You know, big thing with Corrin is Corrin has like this is like half dragon or something in the Fire Emblem Fates games. So he turns into a dragon for most of his attacks. His side smash has this giant dragon fang poke out. His down smash, he turns one of his legs and one of his hands into fangs. His special has this weird water bomb thing that paralyzes people, but if you paralyze them when they're really close to you, it does additional damage because the fang will, like, chomp on them. But my favorite move of his is, I think it's just called Dragon Fang Lunge, or Lance. I think it's Lunge. And basically, it's the, he will jump forward and skewer the ground, well, skewer in air, but if you do a low enough jump, he'll skewer the ground. And if an opponent is in it, they'll just get pinned to it. And basically, you can either kick them forward, kick them back, jump away, or just cancel. And you don't have to pin them to do any of those, but it's handy for it. My only problem with it is that's going to be extremely overpowered in double battles, because you can just pin them down and someone can do a fully charged smash attack and they're down. But I like Corrin in general. I like the fact that they focused on his dragonness, because of the Fire Emblem characters, because now we have six, and there's only five Zelda characters, by the way. I just want to mention that. But we have six now. He's probably the most unique out of all of them, even Robin, because I don't really like Robin's playstyle, but Corrin, he seems fun, and I want to try him as well, just like I mentioned before, how Cloud, a sword-fighting character, is, cool dude, and I like playing as him. I want to play as Corrin.
Yes. You see, what many people don't know is I actually have talked with Sakurai himself about adding Corrin to the game, mm-hmm. because I wanted a character to really beat Soul with, and, mm-hmm. you know, to just put Soul in his place. So, mm-hmm. we added Corrin to the game, and, you know, Corrin fits in perfectly, and he, you know, I can't wait to, you know, have people play online, play as Corrin, and, you know, destroy Soul. So that's gonna be really great.
Sorry you couldn't do it with any of the other characters, you just had to make it, yeah.
Yeah, like, well, I can,
no,
but,
no,
like...
No, you're too late.
I'm trying to 102 stock you, and I've only 99 stocked you, so I'm trying to do 102, so that's why I need Corrin with his... Yeah, see? So, yeah, Corrin's gonna be really cool, and I can't wait to play as him. To be honest, though, like, all seriousness, like, I wasn't, like, the most excited yet to really see Corrin, him or her. But, you know, maybe that'll change when I actually get Fire Emblem Fates, because I will be getting that, and that'll be my first Fire Emblem game in a long time, because I didn't play Awakening. So
yeah.
I can't wait to
see it. The hype is kind of missing for Western audiences. I think it's more of shock on why people are excited, because nobody really expected him to be in it. Like, how I kind of wanted Inklings, and I didn't totally expect him to be in the game. But, I mean, honestly, I thought the Inklings would have a better shot than Corrin, because I'm pretty sure the Splatoon came out before Fire Emblem Fates in Japan. But, whatever. I like the idea that they're having this character, and I like the look of this... I like the look of Corrin compared to Robin as well. I never really liked Fire... That's one of the few drawbacks I have with Fire Emblem. I don't like a lot of the characters' looks. But in this game, they kind of... especially because they have a European, Asian schism with the characters, a lot of them look different, and this character, Corrin, is a mix between the two. And it's... I like his look, and I'm really excited, or her look, to play with him. But I'm more excited to play Fire Emblem Fates, as Starry mentioned previously. I'm really excited for that game.
Yeah. I'll say that... Well, I'll say when I first saw the... Well, that was actually the very first thing in the entire presentation, is the trailer for Corrin.
True.
And, like, I knew the art style immediately. I knew it was Fire Emblem right from the start. And they've used it for Smash as well, so it was a given. And I immediately, I was kind of like, oh, boy. Because it is six Fire Emblem characters, and that's kind of much. And a lot of my oh boy was the fact that I knew that a lot of other people were going to be up in arms about this.
Well, I would have been too if he was the ballot winner, which would make no sense. But he wasn't the ballot winner, so obviously it had no effect on a character coming in, because it seems that they were only choosing one ballot winner.
Well, see, that leads into a different point. I'm going to put a pin in that, because I want to mention that in a little bit. But I did want to say that it did rub me the wrong way that we're getting a character from a game that
isn't out yet.
Like, that to me, that was like, the character aside, character looks awesome, the actual play style, all that stuff looks cool, great, and I can't wait to play. But just the fact that it's a character from a game that I really want to play, like, I can't wait for Fates. And that's the other thing, I hope that this whole dragon aspect is not some big revelation in the game, because now
it was alluded to in one of the trailers. Like, heavily alluded that he was a dragon.
That's the thing. Like, I like to be spoiler-free. So I've seen the trailer, and I've maybe seen the second trailer. I did not, like, watch it multiple times and analyze things. I just know that this is a game I want to play, and I'm keeping free from spoilers. So I'm hoping that this stuff that I know from the Smash is not going to change.
Yeah, I really hope it's not either, because that would be awful. I'm willing to bet it's one of the few, like, it's something that's, you know, like, oh, he sees a vision of a dragon, like, early on or something. But I don't like spoilers either. In fact, this is one of the few games where I've literally avoided all spoilers. Like, I know a few of the characters, like, how they look, but that's it. And I know that the children mechanic is back, because I wanted to know that. Like, that was something I was like, if the children mechanic wasn't back, I was seriously considering not getting the game, because I like that mechanic so much.
I wonder how they incorporate that.
I don't understand. I don't know how they do that either, but yeah. My last thing I want to ask you before you continue. How do you feel about the final Smash? Because
what is
it's that again? One where he sucks everybody in with water and then turns into a dragon and he, like, blows them all away with a psych.
I'm getting tired of final smashes that take place not on the battlefield.
I think that's annoying. It's like one of those cutscene ones, and I don't like it.
That's what I mean. The cutscene, like, when it change, like, I want something that affects the battlefield, not like we get this cool cutscene. Like, it was cool for Mega Man and things like this, but, like, for every character, come on. Like, if that whirlwind, if he used it and it, like, this side of the screen was an entire whirlwind that pushed all those people. Like, I'd much rather have that than this cutscene.
Well, it kind of seems like that. I don't think it's one where you have to be near an opponent to use it. And, like, for instance, Mega Man's or Captain Falcon's, you have to have an opponent in sight. This one, I don't think you need to, so you can miss entirely and it wouldn't affect anyone. But I see what you're saying.
That thing that I want to put a pin in is the fact, it's just the character inclusion. Again, I feel like this is more like a marketing thing, which, like, I get, like, they've done that before with Fire Emblem before in Melee. Like, that was a big thing. That's probably why Fire Emblem is the big series that it is today, because of Marth and Roy and Melee. But I'm not a fan of the fact that, like, oh, look, a Fates character. Yeah. By the way, it comes out in February. Hope everyone buys. And, like, okay, thanks.
It makes me, whenever this something like this happens, I always, like, because this happened before in this game, I imagine, like, will this character return in the next Smash Brothers? And I don't, honestly, I would be okay with Corrin coming back, but I mean, considering for like, if let's say this is Smash Brothers 5 or whatever, we're gonna have probably Marth, Ike, and then Roy. Maybe, I don't know. I don't think Lucina's coming back, and I don't like if they don't have Robin. It's gonna be so weird because you're just gonna have these two standard sword fighters, and then this crazy weird sword fighter dragon type. And they're so, like, they're almost so separate. I feel like Robin's the only character that, despite me not liking him, the only one that kind of, like, holds them together from being weird. So I don't even know if Corrin's going to be in the next Smash Brothers. I don't know if Robin or Lucina's going to be in it. Because, especially considering Fire Emblem seems to be exceeding in popularity, like, Fates has gone on record in Japan, or gone in a record in Japan. So, like, good for them, but... Is it one of those things where we're just going to be getting a new character each time? Kind of like Pokemon? How, you know, they kind of have a Pokemon new each time to represent the current generation? I don't know.
I mean, Robin's a very unique character. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're going to get rid of
him. I think they would.
I wouldn't... Lucina. I think that's the only one that would
be. I honestly think there's a chance. Because they could just... Maybe there's another character that's similar to Robin that would just give him the same moveset as him.
That is true.
But I don't want...
What are you guys talking... What are you guys Fire talking Emblem about?
And Smash Brothers.
Oh. Yeah, we're talking about the next Smash Brothers now.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen forever. Forever, I think. To be honest. That's a whole nother podcast, though.
What?
So, yeah, I don't really have anything else
whatever.
I was just gonna say one last thing to mention about... Not this character, but the fact that... There's no stage with this, which makes me so sad. I always love new stages. No new stage with
Corrin. We're not going to have a new stage with him because we already have one. And plus anything that... Any stage we'd have would probably spoil something in some way, shape, or form. And they...
I would still not rather
have a stage. Oh, boo. I would not expect Corrin to have a stage. How many characters have we gotten? Yeah, that's two Fire Emblem DLC characters, by the way, which... Mm-hmm. I just realized, and we don't have a stage for them, and we don't have a stage for Lucas. We got one for Ryu, we didn't get one for Mewtwo, we got one for Cloud, obviously, Midgar, and then we got one for the new character, which, segue, Bayonetta. That was a big surprise.
Yes!
Yes! Bayonetta is
fierce. I didn't know much about Bayonetta, so I didn't understand, I didn't even know she was Angel Hunter. So I didn't really understand a lot of it, but I did some research afterwards, and I kind of got, like, the gist of Bayonetta, because I'm, like, 99% sure we had this discussion on a podcast where, like, early Smash Brothers stuff, we were discussing it, and I feel like it was either me or Staryu who mentioned, like, Bayonetta would probably be a good candidate, but, I mean...
I think we both
said that. Then we were like, I mean, obviously, she's not going to be, because she's very adult.
Yeah.
But, like... Now she's in it. Like, the reason why we said it was because Bayonetta 2 was being on the Wii U. It would be an obvious choice. But no one was really expecting it. And I kind of thought because of the character she was, nobody was really, like, rooting for her to be in it. But according to them, which I will talk about now, actually. According to them, she was number one worldwide out of feasible fighters. I was talking about this before the podcast. And I don't like that they have feasible fighters because it's by... Like, this is done by Nintendo. So technically... Anything they don't see fit is not a feasible character. I mean, they mentioned, like, this counts characters who were in previous Smash Brothers, so I'm like, okay, maybe they included Wolf out of feasible characters. Does Shovel Knight not count as a feasible character? Does Shantae not count as a feasible character? What does and what doesn't? Like, I kind of want to see these results to see who got number one for sure, because it sounds like maybe, like, they wouldn't say that unless Bayonetta probably didn't win number one out of all characters, not just feasible characters. She didn't even make number one in the States, which I'm fine with. I honestly like Bayonetta being in the game, but I want to know who got number one in the States. Maybe Inkling or someone, maybe King K. Rool. I'm very curious to see these results, but Bayonetta, how do you guys feel about her in the game?
She is awesome. I am so glad they have her in. It's unfortunate that Sol can't play the Bayonetta game because he's too young, and that game is for us adults. It's sorry, Sol, but it is true. But I am so glad they have her in a game. She looks like a very fierce fighter, like I said before. She looks, the way she moves, the way she poses, it looks great. She dethrones Zero Suit Samus in fierceness.
She's powerful.
Powerful, yeah. And lots of combos, can slow people down. Like, she's gonna be very cool. I cannot wait to play as her. Oh, and her down smash, the heel that comes down and just, like that.
I'm nervous she's gonna be a little overpowered, because a lot of her attacks are easy and powerful, since, the down smash, which, by the way, I was really sure that you and Boo would appreciate, because her smash attacks are called Wicked Weaves.
Yes.
And yes, it is alluding to
hair. I have the power of weaves, so yes. I just want to say something, because you said you think that she might be a little overpowered. And what's funny is that's what I thought about Cloud.
Really?
I thought that Cloud would be was going to be overpowered. I thought he was going to be really strong, have really strong attacks. And his attacks are strong, but he's not overpowered. And I really don't think Bayonetta will be that overpowered either. I really don't think her moves will be super, super, damage dealing. Like, I see her as someone who might have a little trouble, killing people. Like, because I don't really see a move that she has that has really high knockback. Oh, yeah, well, but her smash attacks look like they take a little time to just come out. I don't think they're just instant.
Yeah, you are right. A lot of hers don't have the best knockback capabilities, because other than her smash attacks, we didn't see much, but her witch time ability kind of nullifies that, because if you can slow someone down, it's easy to smash attack them. But, and her combos, you're right, they didn't have a lot of it, but her recovery is interesting, because she's the only one who has a recovery that can be used. She can do other stuff after using it once. She's the only character who does that. She can use it technically twice. Like, they suggest if you're falling and you need to recover, use Witch Twist, which is a recovery, a jump, and then another Witch Twist. Which makes me think, if you jump first in air, you can only use Witch Twist once.
Yeah, but, I think. I guess we'll have to see.
Well, how does everyone else feel? Because I've been talking forever about Bayonetta.
Yes, to shut you up. I'm sorry. I enjoy it. I enjoy her weave. I enjoy everything about her. Therefore, I will be buying her, yes indeed. When she comes out the first day, I'm going to buy her. Because I need her. I need the weave. I need everything. I need to encompass her soul, her being, her entity. And I want to kill people with her, because I want to be evil, like when I'm Zero Suit Samus, I want to be evil and do a lot of combos and kill people. And so, basically, all her attacks, I enjoy every last one. I enjoy. I feel like they like Polo Tina. They take a while to hit, and then after, if they miss, all hell breaks loose. I feel like that's going to happen, and it's going to happen plenty of times. But I'm going to enjoy her. I'm going to have to kill a lot of people, because I have a kill list on some people. So I'm very happy for her announcement.
Can we just talk about her taunts, where she dances? That is so awesome. Like, her taunts are going to be... I'm going to use her taunts a lot. And I think they said that you can, jump out of, each and every taunt, or you can stop it midway. So that's going to be great.
I'm very happy. I want I need her to be sexy. I need her to bring the sexiness. And many people were complaining that the ratings... See, this is wrong with 2016. People complain that the ratings are going to be... Because what's this game rating? E? Is it E or E10? Somebody complained it's going to be T with Bayonetta. I'm like, y'all are so damn sensitive in 2015, 2016.
Bayonetta's supposed to be M.
First of all, they have,
My point is, everybody is damn sensitive with things. I'm like, hell, when Zero Suit Samus came out with the bosoms and everything, y'all complained about that.
Go ahead.
People are just getting on my nerves, but they're just so damn sensitive. Like, shut the hell up and enjoy her. Enjoy her, damn it. She haven't came out yet. Oh my god. It was in the comments, the NPL, I'm sorry. It was in the comments section.
I was going to say that Bayonetta, in this game, they've done a really good job at keeping true to who she is, but still not incorporating some of the more intense stuff. Like, some of her attacks in the actual game, she has like torture attacks where she's just completely
ripping
people
to shreds. I love that.
Yes, I love that too.
I love it. It's a sight to see. It's beautiful.
And
that's the best thing about the game.
It is beautiful. In the game too, I almost had a heart attack when that happened. I cried. I really did cry because I was like, I can relate to her.
It's true. Oh my gosh. You can relate when she pulls out like the grinder. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But the other thing is that like she's super scandalous in her own games, so she. That is still in her personality in this game, but she does not. They don't portray. I don't know. They make it very scripted in that game where things are very, very. What's the word? Suggestive. Most of the time.
Uh-huh.
So that you don't really get that in Smash Brothers too much with her iteration here.
Ah.
So that's why I think they could incorporate it. One other thing I wanted to say about Bayonetta is the only thing that I'm concerned about is that she's going to have the snake effect on me, where I feel like she doesn't really fit that well. Like Snake, he fit in, but not really. Like there's something off.
No. There is no chance of that happening. I see. All right, there is no chance because the thing with Snake. If Snake was too realistic. Bayonetta, there is nothing about Bayonetta that is realistic, alright? There's no one who has a weave that can hit people. No one has those freaking weave things that just... That stomping... Yeah. That heal thing, no.
See...
It's... Okay, go ahead.
I was just gonna say that... With Snake, that wasn't my issue. That, like, he had real attacks. My issue was that he just didn't look like he fit in. Like, his... He looked like a... They were trying to create a real person, which... Almost every other character in Smash is not a real person. I feel that might be the... I'm not saying it is. I'm saying that might be how it turns out for Bayonetta.
I think Bayonetta could pass as a person in a ridiculous costume. Like, she has guns strapped to her heels. Like, or, like, I don't know what that is, but, like, tassels all over her, shoulders and arms. Like, I mean, kind of. And I get what you're saying. She does look a little bit... off, like, but I'm not bothered by it. Because I kind of was, you know...
I'm not bothered.
I wasn't bothered by it because, like, you know, again, I was kind of already thinking she was going to be in the game, but at the same time, I wasn't, you know. I was like, I didn't expect her to be in it, but I thought it would be cool if she was. It would make sense, and now she is, so I guess it doesn't really affect me, Snake did, because I don't... Snake was weird in that game anyway. He looked awkward, and he played awkward, too. And all of his attacks, as we mentioned before, are realistic, for the most part. Like, everything made sense to him. And that's something... I know it sounds weird to say, but it's something that doesn't really work in Smash Brothers. I mean, we have toys that are actually robots and giant yellow orbs that toss pixelated fruit at people. Like, it's that isn't the place for it. Well, Snake really doesn't have a place in it compared to Bayonetta. And I like Bayonetta in general. Because I think those... my favorite part about her are the guns strapped to her heels. Because those look weird. And I think they're really cool.
Yes.
Love is blue.
I think she fits in a lot better than Snake. Snake,
I would agree with that.
Yes, I agree on that too.
Oh, okay. I guess we don't have much else to say on Bayonetta. Nor do we have much, maybe... Or I don't, but I still like it with Bayonetta.
Oh.
No, go continue.
One thing I forgot to say, and it's something you mentioned about her hair. Like, her moves are her hair. In, like, the actual games, when she actually uses one of those moves, well, her entire body... I'm trying to remember. Is she covered in all black, or is she just kind of, like butt naked? I can't remember if that's what happens. But when she uses her hair attacks, like, she goes naked, essentially.
She's barely censored with her hair, like...
Yeah, so I don't think that happens in this game.
No, they dulled it down.
Yeah, that's another thing then.
Okay, now moving on. This
there we go.
I don't know if I have much to say about this, but at the same time, I love it. Again, I don't really get it because I wasn't a Bayonetta fan. But I actually kind of like her stage because Bayonetta as well gets a stage, as I mentioned, in the transition into her. Her stage is based off the original Bayonetta, which, by the way, she does have a costume of the her long hair and red and black suit from Bayonetta 1. It's called Umber Clock Tower, and I don't know what happens in it. All I know is that, like, a clock tower falls apart, and you're on the face, like, the Smash Bros. Stage takes place on the face of the clock, and you're traveling between, I think it's the real world and the angel realm, or something, and the angels in Bayonetta look really weird. They're not, like, winged humans. They're, like, super creepy. Like, actually, imagine them more akin to the people from Kid Icarus Uprising. There's this one dude who I don't know the name of, who looks, reminds you a lot of, Juggernaut from Kid Icarus Uprising, and I know, I don't think anyone here will get that except for me, but, for the listeners, if any of you have played Kid Icarus Uprising, you might know what I'm talking about. I'm searching up the stage right now to get the name of it, but the Umber Clock Tower, actually, I really like it. It seems tournament viable, and, I mean, it looks beautiful. Like, wow, they put a lot of work into it.
Yeah, I think the stage looks cool as well. I can't wait to play on it. That looks really awesome.
And the dude I'm talking about is the little monster dude, I think is Fortitudo. And yeah, he looks a little like a juggernaut, or at least reminds me of one. Oh, okay.
I guess we move on.
Yeah, like, does no one else have anything to say on Umber Clock Tower?
Cool stage.
No, not really.
Okay.
I'm so happy that I see everything that's going on in the stage and be like, I know what's going on. I know that character. Before I played Bayonetta 2, I had like zero interest in Bayonetta. But I'm so happy that I can get everything, get all the references.
Oh, so you've played both Bayonettas now? I didn't even know that you played the first.
Actually, I only played Bayonetta 2.
Oh.
But actually seeing her in Smash makes me want to go back and play Bayonetta, well, which I do always.
Yeah, as I say.
If you bought Bayonetta 2, you got Bayonetta 1 as well.
Okay. So, I know that we've talked about Smash Brothers and Smash Direct. Well, we kind of went into Smash 5, and all I wanted to really ask is, do you guys think that now we have the final list, I know it's kind of all in the Smash Direct, but what characters do you think are coming back? Or more like, which characters do you think are not coming back into the final the next Smash Brothers, which will be years from now? But do you guys have any thoughts on Earth characters you want to knock off the roster we have now in the upcoming games?
I don't have that prepared, so I can't do it.
Oh.
I don't think Ryu or Cloud will return.
I don't think so either. I don't think any of the clone characters. Maybe Dr. Mario, but I don't think Dark Pit's coming back, and I don't think Lucina's coming back.
Agree.
I don't think Duck Hunt coming back neither.
Yeah. I was bringing this up because I want Bayonetta to return, and obviously we haven't even played it as her, but I'm not so sure she'll return. I would only expect her to come back in the game if we, like, there's something new with Bayonetta, and don't quote me on this because this might have been from forever ago, but I'm pretty sure the creator said he was kind of done with the Bayonetta series. I could be totally 100% wrong on that.
I think you're wrong.
There you go. Well, because
I
heard someone mentioned that Bayonetta's kind of like a Nintendo thing now, but I don't know where the source is on that. Just because she was Bayonetta 2 was on the Wii U, that doesn't mean she's like second party or whatever.
Yeah, she's not a Nintendo thing, but I feel like if there was to be another Bayonetta, it would be on Nintendo again.
Because
I feel like Nintendo kind of feels like that's like they've taken that under their wing, and that's going to be like it's like their thing, but it's not. If that makes any
sense. I'm just nervous she's not going to be in the next one, and I really would think she should. But, because there are a lot of, like, I hate to be that person who's like, let's just keep adding on more and more characters like from the next roster. And obviously, I guess that's sort of to happen. But, like, there are a lot of characters I don't think should be cut out. And there are very few characters who I think I should. There's Duck Hunt Dog, I think, should be cut out just because he's really bad. If they're going to bring him back, they got to fix him.
No.
But I want almost all of these characters to return. I don't think Roy or Ryu are coming back, and I'm not so sure about Cloud. Cloud could, because I feel like every developer ever wants their character, like, would be totally cool with their character in Smash Brothers. Like, we talked about 2 weeks ago, it was me and SZ, we talked about how it's like, yeah, the person, both the head of Microsoft and the people who made, like, Banjo-Kazooie are like, yeah, put him in Smash Brothers if you're down for it. So, who knows what characters will stay and which characters will come back, but considering that everybody would be cool with their characters coming back in Smash Brothers, or being in Smash Brothers, I don't think Cloud has, like, a total chance of not coming back. I just don't think Roy or Ryu are gonna come back, because not a lot of people are, like, huge fans of them in this game that I've seen. Like, not a lot of people talk about Ryu, surprisingly enough, despite him being a DLC character, and the only reason why people talk about Roy is how strong he is. Sorry, I didn't mean to go on that whole tangent, but it was why I asked the question.
My bottom line is everyone is safe game, except for clones and third-party characters, excluding Sonic and possibly Mega Man, and probably Pac-Man. I think, like, the ones that were included in the game, I think they have a pretty good chance of returning. The DLC ones...
Well, no.
Not as
I would argue that Charizard might not. I think Charizard would get a change, because I don't like Charizard in the game. Not a lot of people like him, and I do not think Greninja's coming back.
But my thing
where
is...
are you getting these stats about people
no,
not,
no,
liking,
no, not
characters.
Liking, not talking about, more of. I haven't heard anyone talk about Ryu since he came out, and even, like, I don't... Roy, same thing. Not a lot of people talk about him unless you're talking about how strong he is, and I don't know. Sorry.
So, my question is, what's the point of removing a character? Why would you do that? You've got something that works. You've got something that doesn't really have flaws.
That's true.
Well, what's the point of removing
someone? I feel like they always remove a few characters from the next game, and it's just like, to me, it's almost something to be expected, whether or not we like it. But
I would think the only reason someone is removed is because of, like, time constraints, essentially.
There are tons of reasons to remove characters from Smash.
We had Snake, like, removed.
It's time constraints, there's clones, there's lack of popularity, there's just the character not working, or the character will be too hard to port into the next game. Well, I don't really see that happening now, because the hardware is improving, so I don't really see that happening now, but still, there's tons of different reasons. It could be the character just kind of outstayed their welcome, like Roy did, and Roy's only playable in this game because
fan
of
outcry.
Fan requests. Yeah. So, Roy wasn't going to be in otherwise. So, yeah, there's tons of different reasons.
That's why, like, Greninja I mentioned before, I don't think he'd be coming back. Because, I mean, he's not really... I mean, even now, he's not really all that relevant. Like, as a character, he's... I think people still prefer him over the other Kalos starters, but I think in the next Smash Brothers, we're going to be moving on to a new Pokemon character.
See, but the only reason that would... The idea of removing characters, like, makes me uncomfortable is that Greninja does have his own moveset that is unique to himself, so getting rid of Greninja means getting rid of that moveset, and I just don't like that idea, that you're losing that potential moveset. So, I mean, unless
they
take that moveset, incorporate it into a different character, then okay, I'm fine with that. But that means you're going to have to pick from a pretty limited... like, you're going to have to find someone who would work with that.
There's not many frog ninjas.
Yeah, exactly. So.
I totally understand where you're coming from. It's just more of... I think the biggest thing with removing a character... Obviously, there are exceptions, such as the Ice Climbers. But removing a character is simply just popularity or relevance. I think those are the two biggest examples. Because I don't think they're going to put work into porting... since Greninja here is on the chopping block, I don't think they're going to be putting the work into porting Greninja over simply because of, you know, it's a moveset. Like, they're not going to... I don't think they're going to be putting all that work into it, you know, fixing him so he would apply to the new... whatever rules the new Smash Brothers have. I don't think they're going to do it. And a lot of people, I feel like, would argue, like, what about Lucario? But...
That's exactly what I was
going to say. I think if Lucario... I would argue that Lucario would be in the top 5 Pokemon someone can recognize. You could argue against that, but it's like Pikachu, Charizard, Mewtwo, And then maybe, like, a lot of people, for whatever reason, know who Squirtle is, like, but I think Lucario's up there, or at least, like, they see it, I feel like people recognize him. Maybe they don't know, like, they don't know him on a name basis, but, I mean, compare him to Greninja. I don't think anyone knows who he is compared to Lucario.
Honestly, I think the only reason why Charizard and Lucario are in because they have Mega Evolutions, and it would be a great time to exploit that.
That's very true.
That is 100% true.
Mewtwo has one too, so it's like that. I think that was like the perfect time to exploit that the Mega Evolution. Then,
but what about?
That's my opinion.
You have Ike came into Smash Brothers in Brawl, which Ike appeared in 2005,
yeah.
I think, in Radiant Dawn. A new Fire Emblem character, let's put him in Smash, great. But he returned, and I think he returned because he had a pretty unique moveset. So I feel
unique and popular.
In Brawl. But honestly, I remember, like I was saying, I didn't want Ike in Smash Bros, and honestly, I don't really care for him now. Because he doesn't really have much relevance, or he doesn't really have that much importance to the Fire Emblem series. Marth is kind of like a staple. Like, I don't see him ever being removed.
Yeah, Marth isn't going anywhere.
So that's why, like, Ike, maybe their Smash Bros. Is trying to push for him to be, like, the second Fire Emblem character to keep coming back. Which, I mean, I guess, because it is nice to have multiple staples to a series. For instance, like, we're always going to have Zelda, Link, and Ganondorf. I feel like they're always going to come back.
But then you have, like, this is why, like, we're talking about who's popular and who liked this character in the game. But, like, I feel like every single character, somebody likes them. Some group likes them. And someone would get upset if they're removed. So you have, I'm thinking, like, Sheik. Like, Sheik's not...
Smash Brothers, like, she is.
From one game.
Smash Brothers,
like, really?
She's super popular.
She's very popular.
In Smash Brothers, yes. But as a
in Smash
character
Brothers.
In Zelda, not really.
She's popular as a character, too.
Not really. She just hasn't been in the
not
game
really.
Since
I don't
Sakura
think so.
I would say so. Smash Brothers has made her
that's
popular.
That's what I was going to say. I think...
But that's the thing. I think once you make it into Smash Brothers as a character, you become popular. And then that's kind of... You get your foot in the door and you kind of stay there.
I guess. But... I you're right. Because, no, you have some... You're right in that regard. Because, like, Ice Climbers... I mean, when Ice Climbers was not coming back, like, everyone was upset. In fact, we mentioned, both me and you, as we mentioned, it was like, you can't... Ice Climbers aren't even popular, but... You can't, like, Smash Bros. Without Ice Climbers is, like, so confusing to us. Like, it feels wrong. We said, I feel like every character in Melee minus Pichu, or Roy, I guess, is, like, a staple to the series. And I would even argue Mewtwo, despite him not being in Brawl. I think he's kind of a staple to the series as well. It's a lot of these characters I don't think you should be cutting out, but... Eventually, at least one character is going to hit the chopping block, and I wanted to know.
Sure. Yeah, it doesn't matter whoever you remove. Anyone you remove, someone's going to be sad
about it.
That's
true.
I
mean, but I don't care about Snake, but I understand where people are coming from, for him, because I think Wolf should have come back, and he's not. And I'm wondering if he's ever going to come back, because I felt like if Wolf wasn't joining in this game, it felt like he wouldn't be coming back at all. But who knows? I could be wrong on that. But it does... I don't think Snake is going to be coming back unless they're doing DLC.
Please, no, Snake. No, we don't need magic feedback.
I don't think
they're
going to be bringing
feedback.
Back Snake unless there's DLC for the next Smash Brothers, which is a very likely possibility.
I don't even think
Who knows?
Didn't they do something... Didn't Konami do something to the creator
of
Metal Gear series?
They kicked him out, but they still have... I think they still have the rights to Snake, so it doesn't... Oh, well...
Yeah, I don't think Snake is coming back anytime soon.
Whatever.
It doesn't honestly. It is whatever, because I don't care if I don't care about him.
But
like, out of every character that has been like gone from the series so far, he's the one I want the least, because I can't stand
Pichu.
Him.
I would argue I'd rather have.
I would want Pichu over Snake. That's how serious I am.
That.
I would take Pichu over
I don't
Snake.
Think
No, I could tolerate
I could
Pichu
say that.
Snake.
I don't like
yep.
Snake, but I don't
yep.
want... I would never want Pichu.
Well, too bad.
Such a weird Pichu. Like, I forgot that character even exists.
Pichu is such a random... Like, there are a lot of Pokemon to rant. Like, I mentioned before how, if you guys weren't listening to the podcast made SE on, I have a lot to say about it because of it. I mentioned I wanted Hawlucha. I knew Hawlucha would never be in the game. But Pichu seems like one of those characters where they just randomly pulled out, similar to how it, as I mean, Hawlucha would be in it. But the only thing that different, like, has a difference between them is Hawlucha has, like, a unique, there's a lot of stuff that's unique about him, and it would make sense in a fighting game. Pichu was just there for a Pikachu clone, but not a good one.
I'm pretty sure that the originally Sakurai just intended to have 19 characters, which would be, you know, the all the beginners in Melee, and then Marf, then Mr. Game & Watch, Mewtwo, Jigglypuff, and Luigi.
Really?
Not Roy. I honestly think that he had 19 characters in mind, and then those extra characters, those clone characters, were just extras. Just like we have in this game. Like, they're extras, so that's why
I would say them. That, but Marf and Roy were hand-in-hand in the development process. Like, he mentioned that, because he wanted to bring both of them
okay.
in.
Well, then maybe you're right on that, because I don't know for sure, but I do know that he intended to include Marf and,
obviously.
And all those characters, yeah.
There's so much with characters that I don't want to see most of these characters leave, but I would... sorry, that is pretty much all I have to say on it. It's just, it's stuck on my brain on which characters would get cut and which ones wouldn't. Because even if I don't like them, I know a lot of characters mean something to someone, and getting rid of them would just kind of jip them off. And I don't like people being unhappy. Okay.
I don't know if you're trying to wrap it up, because there's one more thing that we should talk about.
What?
I want to know what you guys actually, overall, this final presentation, what did you think about it?
The presentation?
What were you happy, sad, disappointed, excited? Presentation,
okay,
yes.
I'm satisfied because of Bayonetta.
Yeah, pretty much that sums up. Yeah, Bayonetta. When I saw Bayonetta, everything
honestly,
was
great. Honestly, even if with the Korn announcement, I wasn't too hyped. And maybe it's just my demeanor slowly gotten softer. But I wasn't over the moon with Bayonetta. But, I mean, I wasn't unhappy. I thought it was really cool that she was in it. But I didn't get excited. But I wouldn't say it was a bad Smash Direct because we had two new characters announced. So it's a slippery slope. I don't know how to describe my feelings toward it. I'm just on the fence.
I don't know how to describe my face when I saw Bayonetta. I'm like, oh, what? What? Really? Like, I was just so, like, I was so shocked. I'm not even kidding. I can't even fake anything like that. I was just like, what? 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 Really? Like, I was so shocked that Bayonetta, I was so happy, but I was so shocked at first to see her. I'm like, no way. This is fake. This is fake. This isn't an official direct, but this is somehow fake. Somehow fake. I couldn't take it. It was just, I couldn't believe it. But I was really happy.
Boo, what do you think?
Leave me alone.
Okay.
And move on.
Okay. I was going to say that for me, I think that I have to put it in two different perspectives. As a Smash Brothers fan, I really enjoyed it because you got two new characters, technically three. Two new characters. They all have like really unique movesets. They look really fun to play, and like, I mean, what else could you ask for? I think as a Nintendo fan, it's a lot more disappointing.
Yeah,
because you're expecting. It did not feel like.
Two of these characters are Nintendo characters, and the third isn't a big deal to most Nintendo fans.
Like, Corin, as a reasonable person, I have not played Fates.
Obviously.
Not as a reasonable, that's what
the normal American.
Most people have experienced. Yes, I have not played Fates, I have no connection to these characters. I had no desire to see them in Smash, because I don't even know them. I barely even knew who Corin was. So that did not do me any favors as a Nintendo fan. And Bayonetta, I just don't associate Bayonetta as Nintendo. I'm so glad she's in. What an awesome character, but do not associate with Nintendo. So I could definitely see that being disappointing for a lot of people. But I think, like I said, Smash Bros. Fan, really happy. Nintendo fan, not so much. And I also, I'll stop soon, but I also noticed that for DLC in Smash Bros. So far, it's basically, let's bring back a few characters, classic characters, and then let's just focus on third party. Because that's essentially what it was. Mm. We got the Mewtwo, Lucas, and Roy, which were all returning, and then the rest were all third party. Which I feel...
Except Corrin.
Exactly. Corrin being the only exception. But that's also a weird one, because he's like from a new game, blah, blah, blah. I view DLC I see their approach with DLC differently.
Yeah.
Where it wasn't about, like, let's add in King K. Rool, or Inkling, or whoever. Like, these characters that people want. It's more like, let's bring back these characters, and let's focus on trying to get, like, those really out there characters, third-party characters that you don't expect.
Okay, so...
I'm done.
Do you want to move on to what have you been doing? I don't want to go first, so somebody else go first.
Wait, I got a question. Who you guys voted for the ballot?
If
anybody voted.
Who did you vote for, Impulse?
I voted for King K. Rool, Dixie Kong, and Bayonetta.
Okay, for me, that's cool. For me, I voted for... Okay, I know you guys are not going to know who this is, but I voted for Jill from Drill Dozer. Drill Dozer was a game on the Game Boy Advance, and Jill was in Smash Bros. Bra as an assist trophy. The pink-haired girl with the drill. I love Drill Dozer. It's such a great Game Boy Advance game. I love it to death. I loved it so much when I was younger. And I really thought it'd be cool, because, you know, Jill isn't an assist trophy in this game. So I'm like, hey, you know, it'd be cool if like, they can add her, but didn't happen. But that's all I voted for. I also voted for Staryu, but of course that's not going to happen, because Staryu is a Pokeball, so, yeah.
Dixie.
I voted for, I think, Shovel Knight.
Gross.
Ooh, okay, no. Fine. Blah, blah. All right, now we can move on to what I've been doing. Again, I don't want to go first.
Someone talk.
Nothing. Nothing done.
Very exciting. Very exciting. I listened to the podcast last week. Star, you mentioned our 50-turn game of Mario Party 7 and Pagoda Peak. We finished that. It ended up being a tie at the end, which I've never experienced before. Me and Boo, we both had, and like literally almost Staryu, he was 10 coins away, it could have been a 3-way tie. We had 10 stars and 73 coins, and actually all three of us got bonus stars, so it still ended up being a tie. We had to roll a die, and I got 1, so Boo automatically won after that. But yeah, that was incredible. I've never witnessed a tie. Like, I didn't even care about winning. I just wanted to see the tie because it's never happened. So I actually have a video of it. It's on my YouTube channel. You can go check it out. But yeah, that's what I've been doing, I guess. I also played Smash Brothers with Staryu and Ooh. Boo and Yoshi Man when Cloud came out.
Oh, yeah, that was lots of fun. I guess I'll go next. It's Christmas time is almost near, so I've been getting some shopping done. I've been doing lots of shopping recently. What else have I been doing? My new computer. I've been loving my new computer. I've been testing it out because I still have a little while before I can take it back. But I'm not going to take it back because this computer is phenomenal. If you didn't listen to the podcast, like, last time I was I here last week? I think
yes.
I was, right? Okay, yes, I was. Yes, I was. Oh my god, that was a major blackout. Yeah, I was here last week. But yeah, I love my new computer, and it's so great. PowerPoint is great. I'm currently working on some new MPI boards, because I had to cancel the other MPI boards, because, yeah, my old computer broke down, and I couldn't exactly update it, and such a shame. Those are some really good boards, too. And Neon Crescendo, and all that good stuff. Like, Impulse, you were even in one of the games. It's such a shame that had to end. But, you know, I might remake that board It's already really great. I'll just polish a little bit, and that's it. But other than that, yeah, I've been playing Smash Brothers with SC, Boo, and Yoshiman, and VIP. I play with VIP as well. Oh, we had some really crazy matches, and I just realized that I gotta have more matches with items, with customs, with 2.0. Just, I need that craziness, because I don't realize how much I honestly do laugh. Like, I laugh so much. And when I see someone get hit by a bomb, that's it. When I see Great Cave Offensive, someone goes into the blast zone, that's it. There's just so many things that make me die, and bowling balls, that makes me laugh too. Yes.
I love Villager.
There's just so many things. I know that now, like, with Smash Brothers, I gotta play more with items, because I love playing serious with people too. Like, you know, by serious, I mean, like, competitive, like, you know, one-on-one, two-stock, three-stock, or the Omega stages and things like that. But I love some craziness too, and I gotta do more craziness with Smash Brothers, because it is so much fun. I love it to death. Oh, had such a fun time when I played with Boo, SC, and Yoshiman, and VIP, because we played earlier too. So that was so much fun. But yeah, I gotta do that more. Other than that, I think that's it. That's all I've been doing. Yeah.
Oh, and we played Strikers. Super Mario.
Oh yeah, Super Mario Strikers. Yeah.
Happy.
That's the only game I have a chance at winning at. So yes, it makes me happy.
Can I clock some tea?
Go ahead.
Okay, when we play Strikers, I wasn't annoyed that SC was winning. I was annoyed that I would get so close to winning, and then SC comes here with that freaking shot, gets a tie, and then he wins the sudden death. I'm like, oh my god, I'm so close. I'm right there. I'm almost gonna win, and then SC just swoops in, and it's just ties it, and then he wins the sudden death. Ugh. The last time we played, though, the last match we played, it freaking SC's internet just...
Yeah, it died instantly.
It just died. And I was so mad, because I was going to win that game. I knew it, because I said in my mind, I'm going to win. So I knew I was going to win. And I can't believe that happened.
You were right. Time. You were going to win. But then I tied it up with 3 seconds on the clock left.
Oh, my God.
That's when the internet went out. I was so mad.
I was going to win the sudden death.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I was. Okay, I was going to. We're gonna play Strikers again soon.
We might
just
do
wait.
It
all right, right I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna show you. But yeah, other than that, that's okay. It was fun though. It was fun.
As for me, I don't really think I've done much. I had I did. I had a math project. I'm pretty sure I did awful in it. So there's that. And that wasn't a math thing, it was so much as, oh geez, I didn't realize this was how we were supposed to do the project. Oops. And it was way too late for me to fix it when I realized how to actually do it. So, that was fun. Yay. I have, well, obviously, I think all of us now are on it, for the most part, in the winter breaks. I just started... But I don't think I've even mentioned this, but I'm in the yearbook staff for my school this year, and I just finished, I think, I'm almost, like, for the most part, I'm finished with this page, and this page has been, like, so chaotic to deal with, because we had to, a lot of it's focused around the same month, because we don't have any pictures from earlier, so, yeah, that wasn't the best. But at least I was really good at getting interviews, and that was fun, because my partner, I wouldn't say she's bad or anything, it's just, she's definitely not the hardest worker, and I'm fine with that, because I like working alone anyway. But I need help, because obviously I was new, and like, whatever. But yeah, I finished it today, like right before the podcast. All I need to do is tag a whole bunch of the pictures, and then I'd be hopefully good to go. I probably will need to make some edits, but yeah, it was... Great, I felt really happy. I didn't get that, I'm pretty sure I didn't get that job at, I think I mentioned at Panera, I didn't get that job. You guys don't have this down here, or down where you guys live, but there's a place called QT, it's just like a gas station. It stands for Quick Trip. Well, yeah, Impulse, you have one, right? Because you live kind of by me. QT.
Wait, say that again. QT? Say Soul.
Yeah, do you know what that
QT?
Is?
QT?
Oh, okay.
No, I don't know what that is.
It's a gas station thingy. It's sorry, I thought that was sorry. I thought whatever. Yeah, they pay like $9 an hour, so I'm probably gonna apply there as soon as the holidays end, because I'm not gonna apply for the holidays. Like, that's kind of stupid. But I've been actually really trying to get a job, and nobody wants to, you know. I wish, not a lot of places do it. I wish they would just at least give you a call like you didn't get the job, because I do not like having a whole bunch of these resumes on the same time, because I feel like I'd have to decide between them, and then that would just not work out, and I'm way too anxious for stuff like that. So it's kind of like doing a one-at-a-time thing, which is not smart, and I do not suggest doing it, but it's just, I can't do it any other way. It's too much things to keep track of. But, yeah. I will let everyone know how that goes in like 4 weeks, because
don't you have to be 18 though?
No, it's 16. This is like a special type of gas station. It's like convenience store ish. Most gas stations is 18. This one's not.
Why is do they not sell like cigarettes and things?
I don't
like this?
Think so. Or I can work in other parts of it. I know you can be 16 and apply there, so like I'm 100% sure of that. So.
Hmm. I get my gas at Quick Trip. It's always the cheapest.
Oh, so you know what it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't know they have them all the way in Arizona.
Oh, please. Quick Trip is where it's actually Circle K. That's where everyone likes to go. But Quick Trip is second.
Yeah, they have really good slushies there.
That's why they like to go there.
Same. I remember 2 summers ago, they were like 69 cents for like a 32 ounce.
Brother.
It was the best.
So disgusting.
Oh, I know. It was so good. They had my favorite, I forgot what it's, I think it's called like Puckerberry, and it's like this sour apple or something, and it's so good, and I'm not gonna keep talking.
Sick.
I don't care. Okay, Impulse, you're the last one on the list, you're a guest as well, so why don't you tell us what you've been doing? You haven't been here in a while, so let us have it.
Well, gaming-wise, I haven't really been doing much. Oh yeah, I play Smash with Staryu and Yoshi, man. And Staryu restocked me with Cloud, and I hate him for that.
Yeah, I told you, when I'm with Cloud, you know, I'm slaying the scene.
Oh, so now we gotta fight, me and Staryu.
No, we didn't.
I don't know what... Like, I don't know where this is coming from.
How do you forget a 99-star battle?
I guess...
Soul, come on now.
I guess I mean, I forgot who exactly Donkey Kong was, thinking. So...
you must forget everything.
Yes!
Okay,
besides that, I've been playing Resident Evil 4. Have any of y'all played that? No.
I have the game. I beat the game. I love it.
Yeah, I've been playing some of it. Yeah, I love it too. I've been playing some of it a little bit here and then, here and now. But what else? On Tuesday I went up to. Well, this job app, and I just filled out an app there. And I should be starting working Sunday. So that's that. But besides that, I haven't been doing much.
Okay. I mean, thank you for letting us know what you've been doing. That's the end of the podcast. I will let out the ending information right now. I'll belt it out in song. I'm not gonna do that because that's not gonna work. That's not gonna end happily. You can find us and rate us on iTunes because we love you and we'd love for you to rate us on iTunes. And you can also check out MarioPartyLegacy.com because, SZ posts lots of lovely articles there, including a lot of the Smash Brothers stuff we mentioned earlier. You can check out the forum at MarioPartyLegacy.com/forum. You can go on the LostLevels.MarioPartyLegacy.com for the Lost Levels site. And you can follow me on Tumblr at HardlyMilk or my Miiverse, compete. You're late. It doesn't work. You're late.
It's never late.
It's never exciting. There's always time for Donkey Kong.
I honestly can't.
There's always time for Donkey Kong.
I guess you can find me, Super Zamzy, on Twitter, Nintendo Network, and YouTube. YouTube, by the way, I'm going to be releasing a new trailer for my Banjo-Kazooie game.
Gasp.
Before the end of the year, so look out for that.
It better be bomb diggity, it better have some cool music.
I'll try to include a Donkey Kong cameo for you, so
I honestly really don't want you doing that.
You can follow me on Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Nintendo Network, Google+, and of course YouTube. I'm on all those places. It's SpiderStarYou. If you're going to send me an invite on Miiverse, make sure you tell me who you are. Say you watch the podcast, you watch me on YouTube. Say something, because if you don't say anything, I'm just going to reject it. So please say something. But yeah, follow me on all those places.
Dark Boo, YouTube, Twitter, Nintendo Network. One of them has 007 in it.
My Nintendo Network is J0308, or you can follow me on Facebook, it's JDizzy, J-A-E space D-I-Z-Z-Y.
Alright, thank you, Impulse, and thank you, everyone, for participating, and thank you to you, the listener. That's all for we have for today. Thank you for listening. Bye!
Goodbye!
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 Bye!